A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 20 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Mark 9:38-41. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said. For no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. Whoever is not against us is for us. I think, dear friends, here is Jesus's idea of the church in terms of boundaries and responsibilities. Jesus's estimation of the church is a place with a broad-minded attitude towards those who provide relief to people, giving a cup of water to the thirsty, and who support the work of the kingdom but operate outside the disciples' circle. Whoever is not against us is for us. They may not be in the company of the apostles, but they are not against them. And here Jesus stresses the gracious reception of anyone whose action, bold or modest, genuinely conforms to Jesus' character. Look at the text again. The man was doing a good deed, driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. He was doing the exact thing that Jesus and his apostles were doing, and what Jesus had come into the world to achieve, liberating people from suffering, disease, and pain. He was, in a sense, on the same side as the apostles. But this did not satisfy John. Why? Because the guy driving out demons in the name of Jesus did not walk in the company of the apostles. He did not fight in line with them. He was not a member of their group, and therefore should be treated as an outsider, even if his actions complemented what Jesus and his disciples were doing. That is why John opposed him. Don't stop him, Jesus said. Anyone who is not against us is for us. What lessons can we learn from this? Sometimes we think that no good can be done in the world unless it is done by our own party and our own denomination or our own group within defined boundaries in an organization or institution. Within parties in secular politics and church denominations, factions are sometimes formed so that those who hold the guns fail to appreciate anything that comes from those they have technically put out, no matter how good they are. This is a serious problem in multi-party politics, which is nevertheless good, but where the ruling class despise the opposition and the opposition criticize everything the ruling class does, whether good or bad. But the body of Christ too can slide into factiousness so that those in authority see nothing good in and from those they don't like for any reasons, no matter how good they are. When nation states and churches are so narrow-minded, they cannot conceive the possibility of walking on any other pattern but that which they have contrived to follow. They make an idol of their own peculiar democratic and ecclesiastical machinery and see no merit in others. But Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master, recommends a liberal and tolerant spirit, encouragement and thankfulness for good work, no matter who does it. And the reason is because religious dissensions and divisions only lead to rising evils. A church of God ought to rejoice together if the works of the devil are destroyed and souls are saved. If people were allowed to join us, and if all worked towards liberating people from the tragedies of life, much more would be achieved for the kingdom of God. My dear friend, do you know somebody who is fighting against Satan? He or she does not belong to your church or to your group, whatever that is, but they are fighting against Satan, our common enemy. Is he or she really trying to labor for Christ and to build his kingdom and challenge the powers of evil that hold people captive? Then thank God there are more people to face the enemy. I tell you, friend, it is 1,000 times better that the work of God should be done by other hands than not done at all. Happy is he who knows something of the spirit of Paul the Apostle when he says, "If Christ is preached, I rejoice. Yes, and will rejoice." Gracious God, we come celebrating the awesomeness of your love and the wonder of your grace. Even though we fail you time and time again, you never walk away and you never fail us. Undeserving though we are, you show us mercy. You do not turn away in the moments our faith is feeble, in the moments when we doubt or when we are hesitant disciples, reluctant to share your word and witness with others for fear of what they might mean for us. God of never-ending patience, even in the times we fail you, you understand our weaknesses and help us to put our faults behind us. You dust us off when we have fallen from grace and help us to start again. We offer so little, yet you give us so much. Our love is so weak, yet you respond richly. Your grace defies expression, too wonderful for us to fully comprehend. And though we fail you, you never fail us. Lord, continue to grant us, unworthy as we are, your grace. And help us, O Father, to acknowledge the contributions of others to the building up of your kingdom here on earth, as we challenge together the forces of evil that assail us. Let your blessings be upon us now and forevermore. Amen.